First second Bikurim, Mishnah Zayin. We are continuing the cases that a person brings to Bikurim does not say the Parasha of Bikurim Bikurim. If it's Bikurim, Mokos Adayu, maybe Venekoy. Person proclaimed certain food to Bikurim and then he sold his field. He cannot say the Parasha because at the point of the time he's going to go to the Beis Mikdash and say the Parasha, the land does not belong to him, so he can't say the land that I received. And the Mepharshim explained over here also that so many cases at the time that he was mafresh to Bikurim, he already was planning to sell it. Because we said the rule before, if initially you were planning to bring it in the fashion that you will to the Bikurim, then afterwards something changes, you could not say it anymore, that's considered that you pushed off your bringing of the Bikurim, and you know, you cannot bring the Bikurim at all. So once again, the person was planning to sell his field, and he picked his produce, produced a Bikurim, he pronounced as part of the Bikurim, that which he brings to Yerushalayim will be brought as Bikurim without saying the parasha of Bikurim. That's Shani, the person who bought the field, the Oysa, maybe, from the Nin, from the species that the first owner took off Bikurim already, the second one will not bring at all, because it was already taken off. You know, but if there are other foods that the first owner did not yet take off, maybe the Torah. They were the fittest. Even though it did not grow in his land, but since now the time that is proclaiming Bikurim, it's on a tree that's in his land, that's enough of a reason to say that it's in his Adama, and he can say the Mikra Bikurim. And he's aiming, even though it says in the Torah, he gathered the Hayoyim, this is what you say, I am saying now, which implies that you can only say one time for every type of fruit, which is the reason of the Tanakhama, that the Tanakhama said that once the first person took off Bikurim, the second person who bought the field afterwards cannot take off a second time in the same produce. And you know that since it's two different people, each one is saying only one time that I'm bringing Bikurim, and therefore they both can bring Bikurim from the same produce. In other words, the first owner will take a certain amount of Bikurim, and the second owner could also take a certain amount of Bikurim. We do not talk about Rabbi Yehuda in this. Only one time is Bikurim taken per produce grown.